gentlemen. It is Friday, September 6, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters with 60 days until the presidential election. And this is your election headquarters, right here, live, the fastest 3 hours on the internet. Start now. I have a very light news desk, and in fact, I was on OAN earlier. They canned an interview. I think it airs sometime this evening. And then I was on with the Quartering as well. So we got a bit of a light news desk today, but it's Friday, so I do want to take a lot of calls. We've got some video clips, and we do have some breaking news. And that is the delay of Trump's sentencing, mainly, but the whole case has a lot of stuff, a lot of moving parts today. So what does it mean? What does it mean for the election? What does it mean for Donald Trump that they are delaying the sentencing, which was supposed to be on the 18th? Now it won't be until November 26th after the election. So I'll break down the meaning of that for Trump and the election. But there's the moving parts on the other side of that now with Judge Merchan's daughter's company and Mike Nellis getting subpoenaed to show up for a testimony. That could have a major impact on where it goes. And then today, you had Elise Stefanik, who has filed a judicial ethics complaint, citing that the Democrats are financially involved in the Merchan family and that it's clearly a conflict of interest, and that the New York State Commission needs to do its job and say this is a blatant ethics violation, and really the judge needs to be thrown off the bench and disbarred for not recusing himself. But this is the Democrat Party. These are criminals and thieves, and they're used to getting away with all of their crimes and Republicans doing nothing about it. So, I mean, this is something about it. Is it enough? I don't know. Well, is it enough to make the Democrat? I guess the real question is it enough to make the Democrats step off a little bit? Now, is that why they delayed the sentencing? I don't think so. I think there's a different reason why they delayed the sentencing, and I'll explain that later. Kamala Harris. Oh, by the way, Trump did a press conference today with his lawyer. We'll play some of that. It went for, I think, at least an hour. I was watching the live stream, but I think it kicked into a replay. I was like, is this going on for 3 hours? But then I realized I think it was a replay. But he did a press conference. He took all the questions. And of course, he took an opportunity to call out Kamala Harris. She would never do this. Oh, remember Aaron Rupar? Trump doesn't do any campaign events. He has nothing on his schedule this week. Oh, yeah, he just did a huge podcast. And then he did a 2-hour town hall. And then he did the press conference today. I'm missing one. There was another one he did, too. Oh, Trump does nothing. He doesn't campaign. What does Kamala Harris do? And then you had this Kamala Harris spokesperson go on Fox News, and Dana Perino called him out. Could have gone harder, but called him out. He's like, Kamala is doing so much. She's doing so many interviews. And Dana's like, what? What are you talking about? So we'll have these clips for you coming up, as well as a statement from Trump's lawyer. But, you know, Kamala, if you go back and you rewind the calendars a year ago, do you remember the Democrats were actually calling for Biden to run for president and dump Kamala Harris because she was so unpopular? But she, now today, though, she's brat. Yes, queen. Slay queen Kamala.